Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Wasn't really listening, but you see, I don't speak for the sake of speaking. I speak from the heart. My words reveal me, which is why I have nothing to say to you. Yes, it is Free Talk Live.
Does that mean you're heartless?
I speak from the heart. My words reveal me. Which is why I have nothing to say to you.
Because you're heartless.
No, because
well,
I have nothing.
Well, if you speak from the heart and have nothing to say, then there's nothing in your heart.
I have nothing in my heart to say to you.
Cold-hearted bastard.
Yes. Towards you. Not you, but like in this. It is a lyric from a song from, you know, some time ago. A band called Kilgore.
So you're not actually speaking your words when you talk about how you speak from the heart.
I was reciting a lyric, yes, it's true.
There's an irony in that.
Well, and also, like, you know, it sounds cool, right? So there's that.
There is that.
Which is nice, and I've got that going for me. It is Free Talk Live in the studio. It's myself, the captain.
And Peakless Mountaineer, and joining us remotely from Florida...
Mark Edge, a large barge crashed into the Arkansas River Bridge, causing damage to both the ship and the bridge pillar. Who had double bridge damage from boats this month?
Was it on my bingo card?
Was it a large barge with Captain Marge, who was large and in charge?
I'm checking here for Captain Marge. She's not listed.
Details are not forthcoming.
Yeah, perhaps they just found Marge on the boat, and they didn't want to jump to a conclusion that large Marge was, in fact, in charge of the barge, large barge.
Speaking of boats hitting bridges, the other one in Baltimore, also known as Baltimore, to those of you not from there. I heard a thing, and I just briefly searched and I couldn't find it, but is there the name of a captain of the one that hit the bridge in Maryland?
All I have is Singapore.
Okay. Somebody pointed out on the internets that, like, yeah, ask yourself why they haven't released the name of the captain piloting that boat. And I was like, oh, they haven't released the name of the captain piloting that boat? And I, like, the captain, you know, Maryland Bridge crash, whatever, right? I tried a couple different things, and I couldn't find anything that told me the name of the captain of that boat.
No, well, we knew right away with the Exxon Valdez in Alaska.
Oh, wow.
And you knew right away in Tampa when they knocked down the Skyway Bridge, and I think that was 1980.
Why you got to bring up a lot of these, Mark?
Well, that's all we've got for knocked down bridges.
Well, if I had to hazard a guess, it's because it would be politically inconvenient to people in power to find out who it was that did this.
Uh-huh.
Okay, before we go on, I want to say thank you.
You think it might be that whole DEI in piloting? If it's a trans person, they're screwed.
Yeah, perhaps. But before we go on, I need to stop both of y'all and just say thank you to Bonnie Nestat. Bonnie Nestat is a gold-level amplifier, which means she gives $10 a month to Free Talk Live. Why would Bonnie Nestat give $10 a month to Free Talk Live, you might ask? Well, we have a program called AMPS. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And when you donate to this program, it helps to get this radio show onto more radio stations. We're currently on somewhere around 200 radio stations nationwide. We could be on more. We could be on 250, 300, 350 stations. Not out of the question. If you enjoy the perspective of freedom, peace, and prosperity that we bring to the airwaves, you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, and the callers of this program, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Bonnie Nestat. We appreciate you and your contribution. All right. I know you guys have a bunch more to say, but we have at least one caller that we need to get to. Let's go to him right now. This is Jerome calling from which Carolina? East Carolina?
Charleston, South Carolina.
All right. All right, welcome. You're on the air. What's on your mind, Jerome?
Your Eminence.
Hey, hey, look, we're not the ones that go call our doc the Mega Doc.
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
In honor of Easter being tomorrow, Your Eminence.
You gonna lay some eggs on us?
No, I'm gonna be sitting at home, man. I don't get involved in it. I'm too old to be chasing eggs around. I gotta take care of my own eggs, if you know what I mean.
Here comes Peter Cutting.
I'm hoping you're talking about your children.
I don't have any children.
Okay.
No one wants me.
I think he might be talking about his huevos.
Yeah.
That was like my favorite song when I was growing up. One of my favorite songs is Nobody Wants You When You're Down and Out by Bobby Womack. I love that song. So now I'm loving
it. I'm going to have to look it up.
Yeah. Nobody wants you when you're down and out. Hey, I love that song. It's one of my favorite. By the way, I need some advice, please.
All right.
Please, 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 please give me some advice. Now,
don't take the brown acid.
Abandon the Democratic Party.
There you go. Two pieces of advice.
Never, never, never. Not happening. Hey, I need some advice now. Trump he's selling Bibles for $60, and he's selling these cornball-looking sneakers for $400.
That's not amazing. Like, they are so ridiculous. We'll make them gold, but with an American flag on them.
I guess there's such sneaker collectors that they just don't have a choice. If you're a sneaker collector, you have to have the Trump shoes, I would think.
I have to ask, is there a Trump value pack where you can get both a Bible and a pair of sneakers for one low price?
No, you got
somebody Trump advertised a Trump silver coin on Free Talk Live at one point.
Huh. You got Trump University, you got the Trump steaks, you got the Trump alcohol, you got the shoes, you got the Bible.
Wait, Trump's got his own line of booze?
Did.
No, I'm just making that up.
No, I'm pretty sure he actually did have his own line of vodkas or something at one point.
Oh, but I don't drink, so I don't drink. I might drink a beer every now and then, but that's about it.
That's right. I drink enough for all of us.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, that sounds like a personal problem to me. Anywho.
I have a good time.
But he's out hawking the Bible. I said, now, you know, you can mess with man, but when you start messing with God, you asking for trouble.
Oh, my gosh. I just had a thought, Jerome. I just had a thought. Okay, how... Knowing that Trump is pimping these two different products, right? One, the Bible. Two, these gaudy Trump shoes, right? How could he position both of these products simultaneously with...
And at the same time.
Simultaneously. Thank you, Mark. Yes. That's what simultaneously means. At the same time. And also, do it within just one target marketing demographic. He needs to make a partnership with the Jehovah's Witnesses. And so these Jehovah's Witnesses, as they go door to door, knocking and asking if you have accepted the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, into your heart, they can wear Trump's shoes and sell his Bibles while they're pimping their own religion door to door. What do you think?
One of my favorite questions they ask him, from the right wing media. That's what's your favorite Bible verse? Oh, yeah, right. He's got a favorite Bible. You fell for it, huh, suckers? One of my favorite Bible verses is, oh, yeah, right. Sure, your favorite Bible. He reads the Bible.
I haven't looked into it, but my guess is that somebody came up to him and said, hey, Donald, I'm selling Bibles. What do you think about a Trump-branded Bible? And he's like, sure, I'll get behind it and see how many Bibles we can sell. And, I agree it's laughable, but you think it was his idea or you think it was somebody else's?
I think it's magnanimous of him to share credit with God.
Right.
I mean, that's just so giving of Trump.
You know, you've been hanging around with me too long now. See, now you're starting to sound so, you're starting to get the sarcastic bug.
Jerome, you just never listen to what I say. I've never been on this guy's side. I've been saying since day one, the only thing that is different about him is that he's addicted to fame instead of power.
Oh, that sounds right. Another one of my favorite songs. David Bowie, fame!
You know, Jerome, songs. You're entertaining, but man, like, I hope you don't sing for a living.
What? You mean I don't have the vocals? What? You don't like my singing?
I'm just saying, don't go beyond.
Better in the shower.
America's Top Idol or whatever?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. No, I was going to say Star Search because Jerome's old.
My mom was a very Christian person and she used to sing. So I'm kind of like channeling her sometimes when I do that.
So hold on, though. You seem to imply that he was going to upset the Creator by selling Bibles. And I need you to connect those two.
All I know is, hey, you don't mess with God. You know my favorite things?
Well, hold on. This seems to be the exact opposite of messing with God.
Yeah.
I mean, like, walk me through this, how this would be messing with God.
I'll walk you through with it. Trump walks into the church, catches fire.
That would at least be anecdotal evidence.
It would be awesome television, too.
I've tried to look up this story, but I swear to God, in like 1993, I saw this on the news where a couple was getting married somehow during a rainstorm, I guess, because lightning struck the steeple of the church, ran down the lightning rod, caught the altar on fire, and they finished the wedding.
As the church lady used to say, could it be Satan?
You know, if I were the groom in this aforementioned wedding you described, Mark, I think I would have just called it off.
I'd have walked out.
I'd have been like, you know, I'm not a religious dude, but, like, this is just, I don't think that I'm ever going to live this down because I know divorce already happens in 50% of the marriages, and it seems like a wedding.
Are you married?
With these circumstances.
Are you thinking about getting married?
No, I'm married to my guitar. Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a very fulfilling relationship.
Oh, it's great.
You know what I mean.
I can touch.
Clearly,
the,
you've never played a guitar, Jerome.
I can finger the G string whatever I want to, and my guitar doesn't get mad.
What do you mean by finger?
That's right. That's right. I don't fret about it.
Neither do I.
And I'm certain to pick at any other guitar that I want to, and none of my other guitars will get jealous.
Oh, sounds like a personal problem to me. Anyway,
it's not a problem at all.
It was good talking. It was good sharing my tribology with y'all for a few minutes. So it's time for Jerome to go now.
Always good to hear from you, Jerome.
Thanks for the call, Jerome. We appreciate you. Feel free to call again. Did you guys have any follow-up to Jerome's?
No, I wish I could find that story where the church got struck by lightning, because I think it must have just been a dream. I can't imagine that that's true, right? Like, during a wedding? Who has a wedding in a thunderstorm?
When you sent out the invitations and everyone cleared their calendar and you find out that it's raining and it's indoors anyway, you go, let's go ahead.
Yeah, so the whole, what's the word I'm looking for? Rain on your wedding day?
Yeah, that's true. It's, you know, it's said to be good luck, actually.
It's said to be bad luck.
Oh, it's bad luck? Yeah. No! Yeah, no, rain on your wedding day is good luck.
Look, nobody sets out, that I'm aware of, unless you're like a super gothy type person, you know, to have a rainy wedding day.
Well, no, you don't set out to, but it's considered to be God's blessing to have, like, some moisture.
Since I have never myself gone through a wedding ceremony of any type, I have sat through them being like a best man or, you know, being invited to other people's weddings. I'm of the opinion that rain on your wedding day was supposed to be bad luck. Like, if it rained on your wedding day, it meant your marriage was going to be crap.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure that's why it made it into the isn't it ironic that rain on a wedding day, while a bummer, is considered to be good luck.
Mark, come on, you got to have some expertise here.
I don't know why. I can only presume that rain on your wedding day is, if one believes in such a thing, bad luck. I like this story, though.
Got it on the internet here. Rain is considered good luck.
Claims church burned down during gay wedding proven false. So that one is just a story. I don't know.
Huh. Oh, yeah, and I'm right about the origin. It stems from Hindu traditions, since rain creates fertile soil for crops to grow. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, here we are. Rain is essential for the growth of crops in the same way it can symbolize growth of a new family. Huh. Interesting.
Booyah. Unless the lightning hits your church.
I didn't need the booyah, pal. That's a little much. Rub it in, man. Although you are exhibiting what I like to call the unwritten libertarian pride, which is when you're right.
I love being right.
Yeah,
it's clear, though.
As a libertarian, it's my one true joy.
This was made up by some mom to calm down her upset daughter. That, why is it going to be me that is rain on the wedding day?
Yep.
Honey, good luck. What? Is it really? You know, back when people believed in luck.
Well,
and demons and stuff.
I mean, my guess is honestly that it goes back to, like, nature-worshipping pagan tradition.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, like, therefore, okay, what would the natural response of, like, oh, you've made it so we're not going to die? Well, that sounds like a good thing. So, thus a blessing.
Perhaps.
There's a foot at the end of each of my legs. Is it luck? No one. Okay.
Right over my head.
Clunk.
Yeah.
There's some listener out there who's familiar with the band Primus. Like, Nikki's probably listening right now, and she's like, oh, Captain, right? You know what I mean? I made a Primus pun.
Yeah, so I did want to say, as far as, like, Jerome's idea that he was messing with God, it's like, well, now, wait a second. Now, there are a lot of people who really, really love Trump. Like, really, really love Trump.
So much so that they might have some sort of a nickname, like Trump Humper?
Could be.
Okay.
I found the story. I did.
Tell him what he's won, Bob.
Let me read this thing real quick.
All right, go
ahead. The DailyMontanan.com Billings couple, whose wedding interrupted by lightning, fire department, still happily married. This is from April 25th, 2022. There had been nothing particularly remarkable about the Saturday afternoon wedding at St. Patrick's Co-Cathedral in Billings. The couple had met working at Hardy's Restaurant in Billings. It was early June, nearly perfect wedding weather. And the priest's words, and I left this part out because I just thought, this makes the story sound so unbelievable. At that point in the service, we're very familiar. If anyone here has a reason to object, let him
say
no, or forever hold his peace. No one stood to speak, but in that split-second moment, there was a loud boom from outside, a flicker of the lights, and the clicking of the emergency exit lights kicked on, probably just a power transformer blowing somewhere nearby. Besides, the candles lit around the cavernous church were enough light for the late spring wedding. It wasn't long before those sitting in the pews were introduced by the priest as Eric and Linda Hom, the newest couple in Montana's Magic City. But as they were coming down the aisle right before they were to be whisked away to the reception in a horse-drawn carriage, the big wood doors at the entrance of the church popped open as firefighters were eager to get in without interrupting the wedding.
Wow.
And, I don't see anything about fire in here, but I guess the flicker of lights made them think it was fire. And it did come at the time that I thought I remembered it, but I just didn't mention in the story when it's the speak now or forever hold your peace. So it's true.
Wow.
If anyone should blah, 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 speak now. Silence.
And it's about the right time frame, too. What did I say? 1992. This is 2022 and 30 years. So 93.
Yeah.
No, 91.
Take that, long COVID.
Sorry for interrupting, guys. I just couldn't believe my luck.
Yeah, right? Mark, yeah, you totally need to apologize for interrupting us on your show.
No. How dare you?
Yeah.
It's your show.
I mean, the gall of the gallivanter to just, you know, think that he can speak up on a topic he wants to bring up on Free Talk Live.
But yeah, so as far as the so I mean, there are some people who, like, I don't think it's unfair to say that there are Trump worshipers. So really, the fact that he's sick, encouraging man. These Trump worshipers to have a Bible. Now, if you believe that that Bible is actually all about the Creator, then wouldn't you have to be in favor of that?
Yeah.
Just a thought. And I came to a thought about a previous caller, Gigi, since she was talking about the new prime minister.
Yeah.
Now, the last time that we had a prime minister unexpectedly step down that I remember hearing about was when Brexit went through. And he said, yeah, I'm not going to do this. Like, it was like after they'd finally taken the second vote and gotten an overwhelming, yes, we want to exit the European Union, and Cameron said, no, I will not facilitate the exit from the European Union, and suddenly stepped down. So my guess would be that something or other that he does not want to be associated with is going to happen in Ireland, whether he likes it or not.
Yeah.
And he wants to get away from that so that he doesn't have that as a stain on his perfect diversity, equity, and inclusion record.
I'm surprised I'm not paying attention more to any of that. And I only say that because one of the destinations that I would like to travel to, at least for a vacation, a period of time, a couple of weeks, something like that, is Ireland. And so, it would behoove a guy who is considering traveling out there for some period of time to probably be aware of, the political climate before he books a flight, that kind of a thing. So not that I have a date in mind or anything right now, but, it's on my bucket list. I got a friend of mine who lives over there now. He expatriated, seriously, literally. He is now an Irish citizen. And so he's been like, dude, you gotta come over. You just gotta come over. You're gonna love it. You gotta check it out. You gotta come over. And I'm like, sure, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. And I never did. So it's on my bucket list. I gotta do it. But I also don't want to do it when I don't know, I might die or something. Right. So I'll try and pay more attention.
Yeah. And especially right now when they just passed a whole bunch of, cryptocurrency regulations, am I still going to be susceptible to that when I did these things before you passed the law?
You're talking about the EU?
Yeah, and Ireland, Ireland, the Republic of Ireland, is still part of the European Union. So, yeah, I mean, that's honestly a little scary at this point.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, because I do have something in show prep that talks about what the EU is trying to do specifically to hosted crypto wallets, and we can talk about that coming up here on Free Talk Live tonight. Also, who, if we get to it, 603-283-6160. Don't go anywhere. Final segment of Free Talk Live is still to come.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
News update. The White House says President Biden will be visiting the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse next week. The Navy bringing in big cranes on barges to assist workers in lifting the remains of the mangled bridge from the water. Here is Maryland Governor Democrat Wes Moore.
To see a freight that is nearly the size of the Eiffel Tower, and to see that same freight with the key bridge resting on top of it. To see shipping containers that were ripped in half as if they were papier-mâché.
In USA News for your health, the CDC reporting the first human case of swine flu in the U.S. this year. Doctors think a child in Pennsylvania caught the virus after being in contact with pigs. Occasionally, this infection can jump to humans. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining us tonight on this Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain,
and Peakless Mountaineer, and joining us remotely from Florida,
it's Mark Edge.
That's two, or it's Mark Edge, not Mark Edge.
Mark Edge.
Yeah, not to be confused. Before we go on, I have to tell you, I don't have to, but I'm going to tell you that Free Talk Live is brought to you by ForkFest, happening June 13th through the 16th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest is decentralized, so there is no ticket cost and no one is in charge. For more information and to connect with other attendees, you can visit the unofficial website, forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. I hope
you think
to
that website will ever become official?
Never.
Let's hope not. Like, because if it does, that means that, like, at least the website itself will have been centralized.
We've been advertising that website
for years. It's got to be official now.
No, if it ever becomes official, then we have to start doing a different one.
Then we have to fork another site off of that one, right? Yeah. The unofficial ForkFest.party or something like that. We'll have to get some other elongated URL that, you know, it's hard to advertise. So before we go on, we had been talking previously about this article, The Never-Ending Federal Surveillance Crime Spree. And I just want to, if you'll bear with me, get through just a couple paragraphs about the FBI crime wave. Because, well, we here at Free Talk Live have been victimized by the FBI repeatedly. So FBI officials stress that any violations of Americans' privacy is incidental since the FBI didn't intend to violate America's rights.
Oh, like when they said, not wittingly, we don't.
Right. And it was a no-fault error, or millions of no-fault errors, with regards to FISA and spying on Americans. There is no chance that police will adopt the same standard for absolving drunk drivers who did not intend to kill anyone they crashed into. Even when media stars such as Tucker Carlson may have been pulled into the 702 mire, that's the law that they're citing, FISA, the system managed to whitewash itself. The FBI's perpetual crime wave created a hornet's nest on Capitol Hill. Representative Andy Biggs asked, how much longer must we watch the FBI brazenly spy on Americans before we strip it of its unchecked authority? Representative Mike Garcia declared, we need...
How long indeed?
Yeah. We need a pound of flesh, said Mike Garcia. We need to know someone has been fired. Well, I think we need to know that the entire thing has been abolished. And so that's where I stand on that. Yes, in fact, I still believe the FBI is the equivalent of the Gestapo in modern times.
And let's look at what's actually happening. So they utterly targeted one of the presidential candidates, and he's building them a new building. So this is about how accountable they are.
Yeah, or aren't.
Yeah, I mean, they, in an absolutely and utterly unprecedented level, they are targeting a former president of the United States, and yeah, they're not going to get punished for that because they're in charge.
Right. Yeah. Remember, when the government does it, it's fine. When you do it, it's a crime. So.
Yeah, and one thing I wanted to note about like the earlier article about these words changing. So there's a real simple fix with this. Use better words. So like, okay, they messed up the word inflation. That's fine. I'm just going to talk about money printing. Now, bear with me. It's a little bit poetic because it's being printed digitally, but it still gets you that idea that there's yeah. more dollars mm-hmm. than there used to be.
Yeah.
So that way you don't get confused about, oh, were you talking about my prices going up? Nope. Just talking about there being more dollars.
I use terminology that makes people look at me funny in my day-to-day life. For example, you know, somebody sees the name printed on, you know, like my debit card when I pay my bill at a restaurant or something like that. And like a savvy wait person will like use whatever name is printed on that to say, oh, thank you, Bob, or whatever it is. Right. And, like, you know, nobody calls me that around here. But like, I will say things.
It's not
to them.
Your name.
They're like, but it's your name. Right. I'm like, well, it's my slave name. And, like, I usually get a weird look for that, right? And the slave, like, they have to think about that for a while. You know, like, it doesn't immediately... Some people, like, they'll laugh. They're like, ah, ha, ha. They think it's a joke or whatever, right?
Oh, I'm not joking.
You know, that kind of thing. So, but I've had people, like, I flew back to Seattle a little more than a year ago to hang out with some old friends, record drums with my friend Steven on one of the songs on my EP, that kind of a thing. And I was hanging out with some people I'd never met before, some friends of his that, you know, he's a new, he had a kid, him and his wife had a kid, and so they're, now they're friends with other people with kids, right? Because when you have kids, you befriend other couples, you can have play dates with your kids or whatever, that kind of crap.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hanging out with, I don't know, three or four different families or something, and like somebody is like, you talk funny. but this is simply because I use what I like to call the words of reality, mm-hmm. at least from my perspective.
Yeah.
Right? And so from my perspective, yeah, things like my given name are my slave name. It's my government name.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, and like I don't like to acknowledge it because, yeah. you know, why should I?
Well, and people will think you're being hyperbolic about that. But like, okay, let's look at what exactly it means to be a slave. Okay, well, it means that, number one, you don't get to leave. Number two, you don't get to pick what you're doing. And number three, you don't get paid for what you're doing.
Right.
Now, let's see if this applies. And, you know, as an addition that's not necessary but helpful to your slavery is when they can, you know, easily sell you to who they want to. So now, as far as that goes, yeah, it's called elections. I get passed on from one leader to the next.
Yeah.
But again, that's helpful but not necessary. But okay, not being allowed to leave. Well, you can't leave without permission. It's this long process called passports, and they can suspend them any time they feel like.
Right.
So you don't get to leave. Hold on, Mark. Let me finish the argument and then let you kill it. Number two, you don't get to decide what you're doing. And number three, you don't get paid for what you're doing. Taxes. No one has ever wanted to fill out any of these forms. We have to, or else. And what are the effects of these forms? Well, we don't get paid for some of what we're doing.
Okay, Mark.
Yeah, that sounds accurate. I mean, I've always had a problem with the 13th Amendment saying involuntary servitude, and then I have to fill out these tax forms every year. I mean, how exactly do they, you know, get away with that particular part? But, I mean, you know, if I want to be a nuclear physicist, I just have to go to school for it and learn how to do it. And, you know, most of the work that I do is the work that I choose to do. But,
So it's a partial enslavement rather than a full enslavement. Mm-hmm. And to that end, if you want to do nuclear physics under a stage name, you can.
Yeah.
We'll see how the market treats you. Maybe they'll like it. Maybe they won't. You know, you've chosen to do this under a stage name. It's a name that you decided was a good name for you. It wasn't handed to you, wasn't written down and all of that by this entity. So this entity is the part that's responsible for all of the slavery that's put upon you. Whereas the part
my nuclear physics
pick,
name is Biggie McBangbang.
Nice. Slightly concerning if I want you to build like a nice safe reactor, but you know.
One of the other terms that I use, I used it. You guys, if you're watching us over at watchitfreetalklive.com or on our Odyssey channel or on our Twitch channel, I don't know why you want to watch. We got Faces for Radio, but we do have live video streams at watch.freetalklive.com. So before I come to the studio, I generally stop and I get either a cup of coffee or a cup of tea at one of the local, you know, gas station type convenience store things that are near here. Yeah, it was like $2.05 for my tea today, and I don't like putting that small of an amount on, like, my debit card or, you know, and I'm like, I don't feel like putting another card here. I'll pay you in murder bucks, and I hand a $5 over to the lady, and I'm digging in my pocket for a nickel, and she, like, looks at me weird, and she goes, murder bucks? I'm like, dollars, and she goes, oh, and, like, that was it. That was the entire, but like I used that term out loud, you know, a couple people in line behind me, you know, and it's not the first time I've used that term.
Just planting seeds.
But I'm just like, let's call things what they are.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe she thought she got him in some kind of bank robbery that went bad.
Right. And like, now,
I did, in fact. As did we all.
It went very well for the people who did it. They are never going to get in trouble.
Well, 50-50. I mean, it did end up with, like, you know, things like us inventing nuclear weapons that could end the whole species. So, you know, trade-offs.
All right. So I want to get to this story from CoinGape.com. Very interesting title for a website. But the reason I want to bring this up is because we've seen this before, a monkey see, monkey do. When one government does one thing, if it works and it's viable for whoever happens to be running for office at that time, then all the other politicians around the world will also create some version of it in order to advance their campaigns and thus get it passed. So the headline is, EU implements ban on unverified self-hosted crypto wallets. So I'll give you guys just a second to stew on that. My first thought is, it's totally unenforceable. How are you going to enforce that?
There is that.
Right? Like, these...
My
these,
first thought is, what do you mean unverified?
Right. I think they mean not attached to a, quote, citizen, unquote, in their database. That's what I think they mean. I've only skimmed this article, so I don't know that...
So anonymous, basically.
That's the idea. Mark?
I don't know.
Okay. Crypto wallets ban. The new EU AML laws target anonymous crypto and cash transactions.
Incidentally, European Union anti-money laundering, for those who don't read this all the time.
Thank you. Targets anonymous crypto and cash transactions, prompting swift changes in the digital currency landscape. The EU is or has adopted an effective ban. How can they decide it's been effective before it's been adopted? Anyway, on crypto transactions committed through non-custodial wallets that have not been verified. This measure forms the broader anti-money laundering directives aimed at combating financial crimes. A majority of the European Parliament's leading commission on March 19th approved the decision, and this stand implies a unified stand against anonymous transactions. The regulation targets transactions through self-custody wallets that lack proper identification, encompassing those facilitated by mobile, desktop, or browser applications. The plan is tailored to overcome the gap that enables the anonymous movement of funds, which is a way used to commit crimes. Like,
so I want to
the dollar's not used to commit crimes every
all of them.
Frickin' day.
Bloody all of them. Seriously. So I want to kind of demystify this for people who aren't familiar with the technology, okay? So in an ordinary circumstance, you might be spending money on your credit card.
Mm-hmm.
In order to do that, you have to provide a certain set of information in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So that information is the credit card number, the little number on the back, your expiration date, and maybe if they're really checking their boxes, what address your is attached to
right.
it, right? Okay, so
or a zip code if you're plugging it in
right,
online.
Right. So in the same way, you have a similar thing with cryptocurrency, except all of that information is either this really complicated set of numbers and letters, or this what's called a mnemonic, which is a set of 12 or so words in the right order. Now, if you have those 12 or so words in the right order, it's the same idea of having all the information on your credit card in that you can just spend that money. Now, here's where things get a little bit different between the two. Now, with mine, I have this, this seed phrase, as we call it, the 12 words. And because I have that, I can just spend it. Now, with a credit card, if you give this information out, then it has to get verified by this third party. So now the difference between a self-custody or non-custodial wallet, which for the record is the stupidest possible term for this, because
yeah.
your wallet goes in your pocket, which is why it's different from your account.
Right.
So a custodial wallet or account, which would be the actual non-Orwellian phrase for this, is where someone else, say Coinbase, has the 12 words that let him spend all of this money, and they made a promise to you to only do it when you tell them to. So that's the difference right there.
Right. I think the best way to describe it is with a custodial wallet, somebody else has custody of your wallet. And here on Free Talk Live, we say, if they're not your keys, they're not your coins, which is to say, if anyone has custody of your wallet, they have your wallet.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like there's extra terminology in there just because.
Bitcoin was made so that you have control of your money. And then the majority of people who have Bitcoin now give somebody else control of their money. Somebody like Sam Bankman-Fried, who is going to do whatever he wants with your money, and did.
Yeah. And it is profoundly ironic that the biggest thing in cryptocurrency nowadays is the very thing that negates the idea, because ETFs being approved means exactly the thing we were trying to avoid with it, with the technology. Like, it's literally like, I invented a car. Ah, I will allow you to release that into the market as soon as you take the wheels off.
Right. Yeah. So cryptocurrency market faces tight EU regulations. The crypto rules raise privacy and use concerns. The cryptocurrency sector has expressed significant concerns over the EU's new regulatory measures. Daniel Lodi-Troster, host of the Sound Money Bitcoin podcast, articulated the practical challenges introduced by the legislation. He pointed out the potential for these laws to hinder not only personal financial privacy, but also the broader application of cryptocurrencies within the EU. The emphasis was on the detrimental effects of donations and the general use of digital currencies. Despite the restrictions, it's important to note that self-custody or to self-custody transactions remain outside the scope of the new regulations. Okay, so far we're okay. This distinction indicates a nuanced approach to regulation, aiming to curb misuse while not completely stifling the inherent freedoms offered by cryptocurrency networks. The crypto community's response has been mixed, with some acknowledging the necessity of AML laws. They're not my friends. If they're not acknowledging that, they're not my friends.
Right.
And others fearing an overreach that could impact privacy and economic liberty. So,
well, I think that Bitcoin is, to some extent, a victim of its own success. Clearly, for any coin to become successful enough, this was the sort of thing that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the sort of thing we actually talked about way back in the day. We talked about things like this. Now, obviously, you know, in 2011, when we were discussing Bitcoin, we on Free Talk Live imagined that this would somehow other markets would spring up and people would be able to, do ETFs themselves. But instead, the big money guys said, yeah, this is a good technology, and they adopted it themselves. I guess it's not a surprise.
Well, I think this was just a necessary part of the growing pains of this technology. And yeah, there are things that I don't like about this, but look, the fact of the matter is that this is the only, in my opinion, and I have thought long and hard about this, I don't think there is any other way for a technology like this to scoop up all of the monetary value of the earth, except to go through all of these growing pains where we systematically destroy all of the stupidity in the world's financial system.
That's a tall order.
It sure is. And it could do it. I don't think it'll do it.
Oh, I think it's already doing it. So the thing that made Sam Bankman-Fried different was that he was always going to get caught, because instead of it being on private books, it was on public ledgers. So it was going to happen eventually.
That must be why he was so cavalier about it, because, because he knew he was going down.
Well, and they made the message very, very clear that even if you are the poster child for the current political correctness, that will not protect you.
Right.
And even if you paid off all of the right people, that will not protect you. And even if you are this scion of two great families, that will not protect you, because cryptocurrency is cutting away at the root of the power of government.
Yeah.
And anyone who helps that process go along and isn't part of a plan to eventually capture that ability will be taken out.
Well, and to Mark's point about, we talked about what does it look like when, Bitcoin or any cryptocurrency sort of wins, right, or begins winning, right? There's a lot of things to look at. And, like, right now, there's, of course, a lot of fear. Now, some of it is being propagated by governments, right? They want you to fear cryptocurrency, right? But there's a bunch of fear coming from within the cryptocurrency communities themselves, just because it's human nature to fear the unknown. It's currently unknown what, this whole, like, ETF thing that's happening with the stock market being able to, like, buy crypto and wrap it and, like, put it into, whatever, your retirement fund and all this kind of crap. Like, there's fear surrounding that because a lot of crypto old schoolers are like, oh, my gosh, the government's co-opting the Bitcoin. That's one way to look at it. But you could also look at it the other way.
And that was a punk rocker. We called it selling out.
Well, you could also look at it the other way, and you could say Bitcoin is fulfilling its prophecy of continuing to vacuum up all of the fiat, and this just happens to be the way that the fiat people made it happen. Mm-hmm. Mind you, Bitcoin did not make this happen.
Right.
Right. Bitcoin, like, at first, like, every entity on planet Earth, every bank, every government attacked Bitcoin, tried to bring it down, they tried to unplug it, they tried to figure out who's in charge of it, they, I'm assuming, tried to murder some people to take it, offline, to take it out of circulation.
Yeah, Hal Finney caught some real hell from the U.S. government for this.
Yeah. And so, time goes on, and they figure out, well, all right, it's out there in the wild now. We can't really, what can we do about it? And so they get together with their banker friends, and they go, well, maybe we could buy some and then, like, manufacture this, like, third and fourth level in between the Bitcoin and our customers?
Well, and last cycle, what they tried to do was collapse the price of the thing.
Right.
So instead of it having this massive blow-off top, they cut it in half so that instead of it going too high, oh, well, this way it'll stop here and come right back to here. And then when it goes down, they did a bunch of other shenanigans to just shove the price all the way down, the biggest shenanigan of which being the spot futures ETF, which anyone who knows financial stuff knows that a futures market, since you don't have to have the underlying asset, is going to decrease the price of it. And even that was not enough to meaningfully impact this because it's just too powerful at this point.
Yep.
So they've had to retreat to, okay, we can't kill it. We can't kill its price. How do we make sure that we're the only access that people have to it? And that's the game plan now.
Well, but they already can't do that, right? Because Bitcoin was created for everyone to be able to have access to it, right? It's just that for some people who have... You know, I don't know, they've got a financial advisor, they've got, you know, some wealth put into the stock market, whatever. They've got somebody giving them advice about, hey, you know, I think it's a good idea we put a percentage of your holdings into this. And I think it's a good idea, too.
Yeah.
I really do. So, like, is this something to be concerned about? I don't think so,
in
my opinion, because I think it is just another sign of the same thing happened when, like, Craigslist started vacuuming up all of the want ads from all of the newspapers, killing the newspaper.
Well,
this is just another, it's an attachment on your shop vac, right? Instead of the big, long one, now it's a little narrower, and it's only vacuuming up this particular portion.
It's like the old story of when they asked Ben Franklin what kind of government they made, and he said a republic if you can keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we have is a universal hard currency if you can keep it. If the people of Earth decide overwhelmingly that they will hand all of this power exclusively to the government, and no one will do what they can obviously get away with very easily, well, that will be one way.
All right. Mark, thank you for joining us. Beakless, thank you for joining us tonight. We are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening and tuning in. If you missed any part of tonight's program, please find the archives over at freetalklive.com under the Resources tab. Thanks and peace.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.